Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
They were trying to make me work, and I said, fuck off! Just kidding, my deadline's done now, so.
Yeah, well, thank you to Jennifer's real job for getting in the way of the fun.
Yeah, that was sad for me.
Yeah, but that's why we're not out there charging over $100 per tickets to our live shows. Because our real jobs get in the way.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. That's what gives me health insurance.
It's so. What stops us, keeping us back. But you know what? Health insurance.
Yep.
Because if we made enough money to, like, with our LLC or whatever, to pay for all of our collective insurance, Michael has said he wouldn't, based off of religious reasons.
He refuses.
He refuses because we might be able to get abortions or vasectomies, and he's Catholic.
Yeah, and he doesn't like that.
Yeah, he doesn't want us to cover birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not get a vasectomy for Catholic?
No.
I don't think you're supposed to, yeah.
You're not supposed to. It's enough that I didn't want to tell my mom.
Really?
But she noticed because she came over to watch the kids and I was walking around with peas in my pants.
There's one Jesuit, like, building that is rented from our Catholic-based hospital system. And only in that one rented Jesuit building can you get a vasectomy within, like, 35 miles. And they have to kind of give you the business. Like, all right.
Like, are you sure you really want to do this?
Bogman, I like that your mom can recognize when your balls are out of sorts. just by looking at you.
No, well, yeah, but like you can hear a bag of frozen peas in somebody's pants. It's not that my balls sound different, Michael.
Can you? I don't think I've ever experienced that.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
This goblin is riding a wyvern.
A wyvern?
30 initiative.
Jesus Christ.
You have a 10 to initiative?
It's like he's making it up.
Tits.
I forget, do I get to add the d4 to damage?
You do not.
Stupid. Spell sucks.
It's dumb. I'm so sorry. It sucks. I'm sorry. We're only level 8.
I thought you guys were 18.
Oh, shit balls.
Damn it, Michael.
A bell starts clanging, and you hear Barnabas Rumbletoes go, "We're under attack! We're under attack! Everyone assume the positions!"
Why do you even tell me what the type of damage is? It never matters.
Someday it's gonna matter, and I'm gonna keep doing it. And I get 100 emails a day that say thank you.
100 a day?
100 a day.
I'm gonna ask for receipts. Show them.
A giant boulder whizzes past your head and smashes into one of the caravan cars, making it explode and fall over.
Where the fuck did that come from?
It came from one of the two hill giants that are emerging from the tree line.
What the fuck?
About 90 feet from you.
Where did they come from?
Where did they come from?
The tree line, 90 feet from us.
Anything with a spaceship is going to probably have a slingshot maneuver. Shout out science.
Okay, you have to do, yeah, wisdom saving throw of 15.
Hold on.
Michael, you're going to fail it, so.
I'm not. I'm going to get it.
Starman says, y'all just really casting spells in front of everyone in the circus.
So, yeah, you yank it open. Maybe, you know, you let a little fart or something because it takes
I'm
so
not
going
to fart near an open flame. I'm a dad with a huge ass.
They do not see it coming at all. And
they don't.
And I don't think a single one of them broke double digits. So fair to say that they all fail.
Damn.
Yeah, that sucks for you, Michael.
I'm not good at rolling.
Does anyone need any healing?
I'm at 40 out of 47, so I'm kind of on my last legs.
I would rather smell a wyvern's asshole than
language.
Get a whiff of you.
As the dust settles, I think we can end our podcast.
Forever?
No.
Let's do the thing that we should probably do more consistently. Let's go around the horn, say who and what we're playing. Because in my mind, I forget that people are listening to 36 podcasts.
That's true.
A week.
That's true.
And usually while driving, and sometimes you can't fucking hear shit. So I play Chuck. He is a level 8 peace cleric. He's about 6.5 feet tall, orange skin, big gray hair, black and gray hair, big chunky fellow with you know, assorted medium armor on.
Did you say your race?
Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I think some half plate covered in, like, a doublet type shit. Even though I think it's hotter where we are right now. Or is it? I don't know.
You're just coming out of the mountains.
True.
Well, I am playing Celine. She is a human sorcerer. She's got, well, now she used to have long black hair and a hime cut, but she's kind of got to go underground now. So now she's got like short blonde hair. She bleached it with magics and bleach and
magic and bleach. Mostly bleach.
Mostly bleach. And I would say Celine these days is wearing. Maybe Celine's got pants on these days. Ooh. You know, like maybe the skirt was getting annoying while we were, you know, tromping through the damn jungle. But still has a cloak, you know, but not super flashy outfit. Like, again, at this point, I'm trying to stay under the radar and look different. But it's probably wearing black, I would say. Yeah.
Rourke is a half-orc bard and Chuck's daughter. And she's in her clown era. And so I think she's got like I like the idea of like a jester harlequin clown kind of outfit that's like gathered at the sleeves and like the bunchy or like open arms. And
Tim
like,
is shaking his head right now, and I just want you to know that he's wrong. I support everything you're doing.
It's good. And then she's got some fun clown makeup, I think in black and white because she's orange. So that feels like a nice, oh yeah, she's got orange skin and then, white hair, and it's messy. And in, I think maybe some like space, not, I don't know. Shit. Lonnie had space buns. Ooh, like a mohawk, but it's buns going down. That seems cool and, like, edgy.
I love that. Edgy.
And she's got various instruments all over her.
You're so twisted.
Screech is a hot-ass fuckboy who used to be rich. He is a vigilante motivated by the death of his parents at the hands of magicians. And he's now is kind of, I guess, fine with magic because he runs with a magical crew.
Chuck healed you once and you're like, all right, cool.
Yeah, he did not know that magic could also be helpful. So now he just hangs out with the crew and fights injustice where he sees it.
It tries to avoid all his ex-wives.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ex-wives.
Do you remember how many?
22.
That's right. And one current wife.
and one current wife that has not been mentioned until a couple episodes ago.
Did you say what you currently are wearing?
Dog's clothes, dog's clothes, dog's clothes. Well, you know, he's still wearing that. But he has been collecting materials. He has a garment bag that you've never seen open.
Okay.
So this is in addition to the feathers that you were collecting?
Well, like the feathers are part of it for sure.
Okay. We're going to have to keep an eye on him to see what...
He's always doing something over there. I don't trust
him. He's always brewing up his little tricks.
Yeah. Michael, what are you?
I'm everyone. I'm the scenery.
Okay.
It's a slightly rainy morning, and you're in the mountains, but it's spring, just like here. And
it's 8:12 p.m. in the morning.
And you just finished this battle. There's a small person wearing orange and black bird costume, and there's a tied up hill giant. What do you do?
go rough them around and ask them some questions.
I mean, yeah, we got to get answers. Why do you freaking do this to us?
I suggest not roughing around. He's like 85 times your size, my daughter. But that's I like where your head's at.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I go over there and I take out a honky horn and I put it right in his face and I just honk it like 5 times.
Oh no, shit. Fucked.
Mr. Tough Guy, you're gonna answer our questions. You're gonna ask our questions.
Yeah, you are.
Oh no. Oh, I knew this was gonna happen.
And yet you did it. Shame, shame, shame.
I'm just his follower.
Whose follower?
Whose follower?
Whose follower?
Yeah, get in there. Get in there.
Yeah, get him. Get him.
Yeah, we're all like, all four of us are got our little faces and they're staring at him. Their hands on our hips. Like,
probably staring up at him because, you know.
Oh, yeah, I guess he's really big.
I get some stilts, and so I'm staring mid-level, same eye level with him.
That is clown behavior to be walking on stilts, so it makes sense.
In the rain? That's
like,
so dangerous.
Like, maybe you even have, like, stilts on stilts. Like, I bet they're, like, really tall.
Yes.
In the rain?
Who?
Gorm the Unforgivable?
That's a fucking name and a half shell. Jesus Christ. What's his deal, my friend?
He rides a wyvern.
Oh, we killed him.
And he led...
Well, actually, he died from gravity. The wyvern crashed and his bones broke. I think we... he's probably somewhere over there.
You know what? Can I blow your mind right now?
Sure.
Jesus forgives him.
Chuck just starts crying.
No one is unforgivable, my friend. Can I pivot to being a youth pastor? Is that okay?
Sure.
I mean, you got all these damn wards around. If by youth pastor, do you mean maybe cult leader? Because you got all these wives, all these ex-wives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
And you are looking for a new way to make some money. And so starting a cult's a really good one.
Yeah.
Just something to think about.
It's true. That's true. We'll put a pin in that after the interrogation.
Put a pin in that. Think about it for later.
Well, I mean, the ultimate way of beating the one evil god is the one true god, Jesus H. Christ.
Screech echo.
Screech echo.
If you want, I can write some pamphlets up and we can start circulating them around to get the word out.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
Just something to chew on. Just something to chew on.
Yeah, we have a lot.
I'm reading
here.
Dune, so this all makes sense right now. We've got to seed the legend amongst the people.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm a Christian, so why did he tell you to attack us?
Can you all roll? I didn't answer that question, but can you all roll perception for me?
I'd love to. I'll even roll with this dice I don't trust.
Fuck!
I got a 9. This was bad.
I got a 23.
No, I rolled so bad!
13.
Did we all roll like shit?
Well, no. You got a 23.
I got a 9.
Alright, so only Screech notices the small person who he recognizes now as seeming to be a kid.
Ward!
Sneak off. Sneaks off.
And this is the person with the bird costume you mentioned?
Yeah.
But that they're on our side, right?
Yeah. Well, they murdered one of the hill giants, so.
Are they not the person that got shot out of the cannon?
They did get shot out of the cannon, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, there's somebody in a bird costume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that, and Screech is mad about it.
There's a kid in a bird costume.
Do you want to go chase after him in your anger?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to hunt down the bird.
All right, you're just gonna run off while everyone's interrogating this hell giant.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're gonna put a pin in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna go back to the question that is currently on the table, which is why did
Michael?
You...
Can I leave this group too and go over what? To the dead guy?
It's probably fine.
I got like... speak with the dead, so
yeah. I feel like Rourke and Celine probably got it. Under control. This guy doesn't seem like a real problem.
Celine, make sure she doesn't kill him or whatever.
No. We're just gonna ask him some questions. Okay. Totally fine.
What? Why are you leaving? I was about to answer. Okay.
Oh, no, you can. We're still here.
If he says that, I will stop and turn around. Like, all right, go ahead.
Because Gorm said to.
You already said that. Bye.
Who's Gorm?
He already said that as well.
He's the Unforgivable.
Oh, wait. Is it Gorm and the Gorm? Are those two different guys?
Wait.
Goram?
What? As you can't understand my accent.
Okay. Guy in the Wyvern. What's his name?
Gorm.
And is there anyone above Gorm?
Gorm. Do you mean Goram?
What? Is it just Gorm and Gorm?
Because there is a second guy. Okay.
No, there's one guy.
Who's Gorm?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
You said that!
Oh my like, God.
Michael, you fucking said that! Now I'm getting mad. You fucking said that!
You can't! No take backs! No take backs! They're back!
I'm gonna throw up.
It's the same thing.
I guess. Alright, bye.
Bye!
So are we following Chuck right now?
It's your own business.
Or are we continuing to question this hill giant?
That is up to you. Would you like to continue your question?
I kind of want to maybe ask him a few more questions.
Yeah.
What was your name?
Huh?
What's your name? I already know all about Gorm.
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Roberto.
Oh, well, yeah. Roberto. Great to meet you. How long had you been with Gorm the Unforgivable?
Many nights and many days. Two seasons.
Okay, and then what have you guys been up to this time? In these two seasons?
Pillaging, looting.
Okay.
Killing innocents.
Was there a specific goal you were trying to accomplish, or was it mainly just, you know, the pillaging was the point?
I mean, we have some... At first, when we were doing it, it was like, I'm hungry, I gotta eat, and I need money to pay rent and stuff.
Understandable.
And, but then, like, we started going, and at a certain point, it was, like, not about that anymore. It was just, like, the thrill of it.
So, do you know why, Gorm chose to target this traveling circus?
It's in our territory. Mm. This is like we like people go down this road. We try to kill them and steal their stuff.
Are there more of you?
There's a few, yeah.
Where's the rest of you guys?
Oh, they're back at the loot cache.
Oh, and now where would that be?
Could you put that on a map if we showed you?
We'll let one of your arms out.
I can't write.
What if you just pointed to a map?
I don't know how to read. What's a map?
Okay, well, if we led you around, would you be able to take us to where this loot cache is?
Or what if we followed you and you went back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know where it is.
Yeah, but just remember, if that happens, I mean, you
it's
are...
It's guarded, though.
What was that?
It's guarded.
Okay, maybe we won't do it yet. We're just going to leave you here for right now.
Yeah, you stay here, and then we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll come. We'll be back about this. Because we were going to want the whole crew if we're going to do this.
All right, but you got to make your mind quick.
What?
Wait, are you dying?
Huh?
Are you dying? Why?
I don't know.
What do you have to do?
I thought I'd try to raise the stakes.
Guys, remember, he's not in charge here, you know? You are the interrogator, so we'll get...
I'm not, like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah, No, well, you know, I think that we are in control of the situation right now, seeing as you are tied up. So we'll be back whenever it makes sense for us, and we'll see if we let you go or not.
Bye.
And I give him a honk real fast.
Okay, he doesn't like the honk.
Good.
He doesn't. Interesting.
No.
I imagine he's like cringing away from it.
Like spraying a cat with a spray bottle.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Doesn't care for it.
All right. What is Chuck doing?
I cast Speak with Dead on Gorm the Unforgivable.
Can you remind us all how this spell works?
I'd love to. Until the spell ends, you can ask the corpse up to 5 questions. The corpse only knows what it knew in life, including the language it knew. Answers are usually brief, cryptic, or repetitive, and the corpse is under no compulsion to offer a truthful answer if you are hostile to it or it recognizes you as an enemy. The spell doesn't return the creature's soul to its body, only its animating spirit. Thus, the corpse can't learn new information, doesn't comprehend anything that has happened since it died, and can't speculate about future events.
Okay.
Okay, so the energy goes into it, and we've all seen the D&D movie. We love it.
We love it. You gotta be careful.
I haven't seen it.
What?
Yes, you have.
Oh, shut up. You got me. Stop it.
We were together.
He almost got me too. If I didn't just do my taxes.
Where did you hide your loot?
Why should I tell you?
He doesn't have to answer, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't like it. He doesn't have to be truthful.
It's 40 miles north.
If you don't tell me the truth, I'm going to find your family, and I'm going to put them in a big pot. And then I'm going to boil that big pot. Okay, bud? And you know what? And to show you that I'm also a good guy, I'm going to give you and your beautiful wyvern a respectful burial. Is that... you almost got me. I think that would be pretty nice, because you've already lost, and I want to respect you, okay?
Is that... That felt like an intimidation roll that turned into a persuasion roll halfway through.
It was both, Michael. It could be real both. Careful.
Don't say okay like that.
I said okay, but no question mark.
You can roll either one of those.
I'll roll whichever one. Michael is higher. Okay. Oh, I'll roll this bad one again. This sucks. That's a 13.
Okay. All right. Noted. What other questions do you have for this dead goblin?
Why did you attack us?
We needed the money. Well, we didn't need it so much as we wanted it.
What secrets are back at your camp?
Oh, no. We have treasure, gold, and also some dirty drawings.
Did you hide anything just for yourself that would be outside of the main loot cache?
I mean, yeah, I did. Look, my pet snake is under my bed along with my extra gold, so if you could let him go or something, that would be cool. I don't want him to die.
Well... as long as if you're not lying to me, Mr. Apparition, then I will take good care of your little snake friend. How do we get to your camp where the snake is located?
If you head due east and follow the path, you will eventually get there. Once you pass the two mounds that have the large oak tree upon them, it is not far.
All right, bye. Enjoy hell. Ah! Hey, jugglers, somebody light these guys on fire and maybe bury the ashes and stuff. But before that, I want to, like, check them for anything. Any, I don't know, rings, any secret spooky notes, things of that nature.
You find some jewelry, sure. It's not high quality. There's some, you know, bone and things like that. Maybe some copper jewelry. But they have some, like, you know, money.
All right, cough it up.
They've probably
cough it up.
Probably between all of them, probably like 50 GPs.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We stay making that money. Maybe I'll have some jugglers also, Michael, chop the fucking head off the wyvern and give it to the...
Oh, the wyvern flew away.
Oh, it did. It didn't die?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It didn't die. Didn't die.
His head stays on another day.
Another day. Then that's all I would need to know. I'd join up with the rest of the crew.
Okay, sweet.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
All right, well then I guess we're going to Screech. Screech, you're following this person.
I'm grappling. I'm swinging through the trees. Blinding speed.
Are you trying to be quiet? Are you trying to be stealthy? Are you trying to be fast?
I thought they were already running. Are they not already running? Are they moving slowly?
Well, they snuck away, so they're not hauling ass.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if I'm gaining on them, I try and be quiet. But if they're moving quick, then I'm trying to chase them down.
Roll stealth.
Jesus. 25?
Okay. You feel like you're well hidden. So this guy, you know, it seems to be a young boy. He sneaks off and he's like crouching behind bushes and stuff like that. And he doubles back around and you almost run into him because he like does something where he like backtracks. And then he actually heads back around the other side of the caravan and he sneaks into the trailer that's marked Orphan.
What did the shocks look like on this trailer? Is it way down? Is there a lot in there? How many orphans?
This is like the Hidden Leaf Village. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
It's chock full of orphans.
It's like I installed the Skyrim mod for extra orphans. When you say a bird costume, like
shoddily made, was hit with a fireball, so smoldering and a little burned up.
You did that.
I did that.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, you did that. You said I hope I hit that orphan. I heard it.
Yeah.
At the time it was just a small person that was being fired out of a cannon, so you didn't know it was an orphan.
With a sick mask?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go up and I don't wanna creep around this orphan trailer.
Very important.
Yeah.
You gonna sneak into the orphan trailer?
No. But I will not.
You're just gonna peer in the windows.
Does it say orphans on it? Or did you just tell me that?
Yeah. It's a big.
Why do they why did they do that?
Orphan trailer.
Yeah, I feel like that's advertising.
There's like a big sign over the door.
Yeah. Well, again, I think it's very important to stress like what my intentions are here. Yeah, I'll knock on the orphan door.
The door opens. And
is it the bird boy?
Well, there's actually a few orphans in here.
What animals are they dressed up as?
None of them are dressed as animals.
Not as a joke. My first line when they opened the door, I almost said, "Are your parents home?" Did not think that through. Hey, my mask is on, by the way. Have you seen a bird come through here?
Hello, sir. Who are you? I haven't seen any birds.
You said it wouldn't be like a regular bird. It'd be like somebody dressed as a bird.
Oh, do you mean like the hero, the Oriole?
Maybe.
He's a friend to all children, and he helps the caravan. But I've never met him. My name's Dick Goody.
That makes me uncomfortable.
What's your name, mister?
My name is Beholder Doodle. I'm a hero to all adults.
Wow, that's great.
I've been looking for a ward. I don't know if this Oriole is around.
No, they wouldn't. Well, they're not an orphan.
Okay.
So I don't.
Why'd they come in the orphan trailer then?
The Oriole came in here?
Yeah, I get a real stern look on my face like, I know.
I roll intimidation.
7.
I'm sorry, sir, but there wasn't no Oriole came, no cool person, nothing like that happened.
Can I do an investigation, see if maybe there's like a feather or like anything that's fallen off this costume?
Sure.
Oh my god, I got a +8 investigation. 24.
You note that that Dick Goody has several scorch marks on his skin, but otherwise you can't see any feathers or costume or anything like that.
You look a little toasty.
Oh yeah, I spent a lot of time in the sun this morning. It's raining.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that explains it. Turn to leave. And just one more thing. It is raining today, and typically sunburn doesn't leave that much ash.
I meant yesterday.
Well, you lucked out because I don't remember the weather yesterday. But that doesn't explain the ash.
I don't know what you mean, sir. I should probably do my homework now.
What kind of homework? Who's your teacher? What's their name?
The teacher's name. Let's see. Oh, well, actually, that's a funny story because they did die in the attack, but they gave us homework. Not this attack, the last one.
Yeah, I got news for you. You don't have to do that homework anymore.
Well, but they assigned it.
Yeah. But who's going to check it?
I know Master Barnabas was saying that they're going to try to get a new teacher to help us. So I figure I should stay on top of my studies.
All right. Well, if you see this Oriole come around, you know, like if you happen to walk through a hall of mirrors and you see him in there, you let me know. Here's my card. I have cards now.
Oh, great. Wow.
Yeah, no money, a lot of cards.
Thanks. So you're going to be hanging around, eh?
Wherever there's injustice, I'm always around. And I grapple away. Wait, I say, what? I say, look at that. And I point the other direction so that I can grapple away and be gone when they turn back.
You hear, wow! As you swing away.
Yeah. Go back to the group.
Back to the group.
Guys!
Ah!
I found a new ward, and I want them to be my ward so bad.
Uh-huh. Now, what happened to your last ward?
Yeah.
What about Gertie?
I do not remember ever having a ward before.
You've had like 30.
Yeah, but this one. So Gertie was nice, but where is Gertie, by the way?
I don't think anyone knows.
I don't know.
We may have fully lost Gertie at this point, honestly.
Like, Gertie's a skeleton at the bottom of like a ravine.
Like, I actually like do not remember the last time she was with us. I mean, I think she went with us briefly when we were like underground.
Yeah.
I remember that happening.
She's probably with Scud's dog.
Gertie was nice, but like Gertie, I was trying to like help Gertie mold a superhero persona.
Uh-huh.
This kid's already got one. His real name is makes me a little uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
But like, their vigilante name is the Oriole, and they're a bird.
Was that the one that flew out of the cannon?
I thought that was a gnome.
Yeah, that you hit with the fireball.
Wait, they shot a kid out of the cannon? That whips.
Wow!
And he was fine with it.
Uh-huh, and he was fine with being shot with Selene's incredibly reckless fireball?
I didn't hear any complaints. Kid's doing his homework right now.
I mean, kids can, like, they bounce back.
That's
true. You know, like, they get shot out of a cannon, they get hit with a fireball, they're fine. Yeah. They start doing their homework.
That's why I don't have any adult wards.
Also, he was in magical darkness when he got hit with the fireball, so he doesn't know where it came from. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I got shot out of a cannon all the time when I was in school.
I loaded myself. Well, loaded myself.
You think that I didn't get hit with fireballs constantly when I was in school? It's like, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Are you jealous of the Oriole?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm just saying.
Do you want to be my sidekick?
No. No.
We can make you a mask.
I don't need a mask. I might, no, I don't want that. Shut up.
Then we gotta get the ward. I've never asked for one before.
But if you could prove to me that you could take care of one ward, we'd let you get another one. Maybe, I don't know, and Chuck looks around for, like, a rock, and he gets some, like,
draws a mask on the rock.
Yeah, gets some of the ash around. Some of the ash, and I kind of make it like a face, make it look like a Griffith from Berserk's helmet, you know?
Yes. I thought you were gonna say it looked like the fucking egg, Billy.
Oh, that's scarier and harder. I don't think I have the Billy.
Chuck would give me the rock, turn around, then turn back to look at me, and my hands would be empty. Be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You don't even have like dirt and ash on them. Like, if you could take care of this rock. Then, I mean, obviously you're an adult, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but it did sound like you were asking us, so that's why I'm responding this way.
Yeah, if I'm honest, I don't know why I'm asking, but...
Well, I am your mentor, and you probably really want my respect, which I understand. And I'm kind of like a father figure to you.
Yeah, and the best way for you to respect me is to have lots of wards.
But like I said, you lost the other one.
Isn't Gertie at the goblin?
Yeah, she's probably
at Mineford.
I think she's
Mineford. Yeah,
probably.
Yes, I think she is in Mineford. I'm pretty sure.
All right, that seems likely.
All right, enough that there's like, you know, it depends on if this is like reasonable doubt or preponderance of evidence. Like, what's the standards we're using?
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess
if we're going to trial for this, I don't know.
I guess if multiple people in chat confirm the location with stats.
It's kind of a problem that doesn't know the location. I mean, I'm just saying.
I agree with
you. It's kind of a problem that he doesn't even know.
No, I agree with you. But you could argue that in character, they would know more than we do because we have stupid wet brains.
I mean, there was no legal process to make Gertie a ward, right?
I think he just stole her.
Yeah, so that's...
No, I think there might have been a very short ceremony.
Yeah.
You might have adopted her, too, to make it less illegal.
Oh, no! Okay, we're gonna have to figure that out. We also abandoned that sick kid.
That's different.
Yeah, but the sick kid wasn't mine.
We hate this sick kid. Fuck that kid. His mom was so bad.
You cannot pin the sick kid on me.
Yeah. I do remember you adopting Gertie to make it less fucked up.
I've been trying to give you guys kids constantly.
That was so much more fucked up on the...
in retrospect, God,
Bachman, these are real people. To somebody.
Gertie's real! And you abandoned her!
You have to be better to these people. Gertie is someone's, like, protection character. Comfort character.
Well, I mean, she's back in Mineford having a great time with Ratma, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Jim White, TPA, says Mineford, between Goblin Pit 2 and Stables.
Okay.
It's a very specific place. Why did we say that?
Why did we say that?
Like, just in between the two buildings, never allowed to go in either.
That sounds like us.
Yeah, that does sound like us. That specificity and how weird it is, like, I guess
yep,
we would
that
do
sounds
that.
Right.
How did yeah. you get latitude and longitude?
Okay, and much like tongues, we have a confirmation.
Well, now that we've all remembered that the war is not lost.
Yeah, so I can have a new one.
Hey, let's keep care of that rock.
Barnabas comes over to you all, and he is like, wow, that was quite the show. If you could maybe lay off the magic a little bit in front of everyone. We're kind of out in the wilderness, so, you know, we can keep it on the down low. And these are Cardies. No one will believe them.
We didn't.
Even if they say there was magic.
We didn't cast magic.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
I don't know what you think you saw, but we didn't cast magic.
There was a magical darkness. There was a huge fireball.
It doesn't sound like you can keep it on the down low, Barnabas. Let it go.
It's called an eclipse, and that's a solar flare.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with such things.
Well, you never been to space?
No, space? What's space?
I don't know.
We can't get into this.
Can I roll a persuasion?
Yeah, of course you roll. Yes, absolutely.
I got a 20.
Wow.
No magic.
Oh. Wow. Okay, well, I guess just try. Well, I guess it's not your fault, so I can't really reprimand you.
We'll tell other people. We'll remind everyone else not to do any magic.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's because we don't want to cause any trouble.
No. And, you know, I know we've been acting as a liaison between you and the workers, so yeah, we'll let them know. Like, yeah, guys, like, I know we're pretty cool here, but, like, no magic.
I saw Steve the Clown trying to do some cantrips earlier. I'll make sure to reprimand him.
Okay, please do. Steve the Clown. That guy. I'll
give him a good honking.
Honk his ass off. Now, so we're going to leave shortly. We're going to make camp about midday. And then there's a... I hate to ask, but it is... We're a big family here. We've all got to work together. So there's just some tasks that I'll need you to accomplish when we get to the break point, if that's okay.
We're not doing that.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
We're going to go get loot and rid the road of ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah, we have some pretty important things to do, just like he said. We have to go get loot. We have to go steal it from these guys.
Yeah. Well, no, we're going to liberate it.
We're keeping the peace in the countryside.
Distribution of wealth. Redistribution of wealth.
Real quick, Barnabas, what can you tell me about the Oriole?
The Oriole? Oh, yes. Very interesting. We seem to have our own little guy who helps out when things get dangerous.
That's cool.
Yes, I don't know anything else, though. It's just, we ring the bell for danger, and he pops up and starts stabbing.
Oh, so he's a stabber.
Mm-hmm, yes.
He's a stab type.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Does a lot of piercing damage.
Oh, now you care about weapon damage.
Piercing damage.
What can he do?
I don't.
Can he fly?
I'm not really into superheroes. So I don't.
He saves us whenever we need him, but I'm not really into that.
His starting move seems to be getting shot out of a cannon. That's his opener.
Okay.
Usually he does a lot of stabbies, and he does like to slit throats.
Jesus.
Is he good at it?
Oh, yeah. He's good at it.
Maybe we should think about bringing this guy in.
It's implied that he's a fucking kid. There's no way that that's healthy.
No one expects a kid.
Yeah.
Screech says quietly to Chuck, it's definitely a kid. I met him.
None of you care about a kid running around stabbing people? Okay, that's fine.
Well, we don't. I mean, look, we're a carnival. We're a traveling carnival. Every town we go through, we pick up 10, 15 kids. They hop on, they get...
What?
Oh, yeah, they smell the popcorn and, you know, they can't get food otherwise. And
legally speaking, I need you to stop talking or else I'll stop being a cleric, I think. we got a lot of stuff to do when we get back. Maybe we can use some of this money to help some of the damn children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, haven't you ever heard of running away with the circus? It's a thing.
I have. Yes, that is true. Yeah, yeah. I just thought people just said they were going to do it. But damn, I never thought they actually did. Good for those kids, I guess.
But the Oriole seems to be traveling with the circus.
No, I don't think so. But he does show up whenever we're in trouble.
Consistently?
No matter where the circus is, he shows up?
Mm-hmm.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, 6 months.
I think Barnabas would know. And I roll my eyes, Michael.
Where was the circus 6 months ago when he first showed up?
Oh, gosh. Hundreds of miles from here.
Give me a town name.
Well, let me pull up a map. Oh, shit.
Shit.
Okay, world's greatest detective.
Let's see. Go into the Greetings Adventurers folder, and then there's Campaign 2 resources, not audio. Right, there you go, Drunkard's West. We were in Frostmount, starting our tour. That's where we first ran into the Oriole.
Okay.
Slaughtered a sea hag.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Might have just been a woman, but I think it was a sea hag.
Sea hags are very powerful, and they do try to steal children and eat them. So maybe, okay, there's a lot to dig up there.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them, I suppose.
All right. That's good information. Thank you.
Anytime. So do you want to catch up with us?
Yeah, I think we'll take our mounts, and I feel like y'all will be pretty easy to follow. And I'm sure it won't take us that long to get to this place.
I mean, with only just the four of us, and we'll be traveling fast, mm-hmm. we'll catch up. We'll catch back up to you.
And you're going to leave your griffin with us. He's been kind of causing trouble.
How's he been causing trouble? Watch your mouth.
Well, I've had a number of complaints from... what's his name again? Draven Bloodfang.
Oh my god, that guy's so fucking annoying.
Yes.
He wants to feed our griffin so bad.
Yeah, he wants to... He doesn't listen to us that he needs a special diet.
Yeah.
He's a special boy and he needs a special diet.
Yeah.
Well, I find Draven very intimidating, so if you could maybe...
Fine, we'll take our griffin with us.
Okay, great.
All right, let's get your Michael. Head over to the hill mm-hmm. giant. And head east, yada, 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 to the
big
boobs and tree.
I was thinking more like the dig of balls. The mounds in the tree?
I forgot Jermichael was something we even had to deal with, honestly.
Okay, so you go, so you're going to get Jermichael, and then yes. you're going to head towards the dig of ball trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly.
So you go over to the where all the animals are, and Jermichael is... just rolling around and playing with the baby mammoth.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
And it's so cute.
I'm literally crying right now.
It's so cute.
Oh, look at him. They're brothers.
Just rolling around and you know, getting into that like doggy play position and just run. Yeah.
Does it look like the baby mammoth now belongs to Jermichael?
It looks like they're bros. It looks like they're like, you know, kids playing together.
I'm going to figure out how to squeeze those wishes out of that thing.
Oh, hey, baby, what's going on, you guys?
Hey, Jermichael, how you doing?
Oh, having so much fun.
Oh, I know. You're Henry Belafonte and you really get along so much. You're doing great.
Yeah, he said that you guys tried to call him Harry Elefante.
Yeah, none of us like... Well, I don't remember who did it. None of us like it.
He said that...
Listen, we don't have to keep going back over it. He doesn't have to be called that.
Well, he said that ain't his name.
What is his name?
His name, Jumbo.
Jumbo!
Jumbo!
Yeah, he's Jumbo.
Jumbo. Jumbo, huh? Jumbo. Jumbo. Legally distinct Jumbo.
And the little mammoth trumpets its horn when he hears its name.
Oh, Jumbo. I love Jumbo.
Jermichael, if you would.
Jermichael, Jumbo. You're going to jail. Jail.
Maybe that's the name of the episode, jail.
I remember.
Jumbo and Jermichael go to jail.
Jermichael, real quick, can you just turn to Jumbo and just make a wish? Like, be like, I wish I was old enough to come. Or just like say something.
Do that.
Yeah, I think he did come, didn't he?
Yeah, actually,
I busted.
I don't know, just make up a wish. I don't care what it is.
I busted once.
Oh, you did?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, remember he busted?
I didn't know we ever got to that point. All right, just wish for something. It doesn't matter what.
Maybe, like, wish for like a strange sandwich. I'm hungry.
A hot dog.
He closes his eyes.
What, do I do it to Jumbo or do I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's clearly a lie.
And he starts making comical elephant trumpeting noises that do not seem real in any way.
I think that's offensive, probably.
To talk to...
Is he making fun of you?
No, like Jermichael is making...
Oh, he's doing that. He's...
Michael, I want to hear that. I would like to hear that.
I don't even know if I tried to make those noises, I don't think my microphone would pick it up.
That's true. Yeah.
But it's a lot of like...
Yeah.
It's probably on your audio, but we can't hear it.
Right.
I don't know. It didn't even really come out of my lips that well. So what are you going to do?
Jermichael making elephant noises must sound crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I love Jumbo.
Oh, look, I got Monte Cristo. It's deep fried. Nom, nom, nom.
Does he really have that, Michael?
Nom, 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 nom,
does he really have that, Michael?
Yeah, he's got one.
For real?
What? Shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about?
Wait, does he only have like a limited number? Is it only three?
What the fuck?
Or is it three per person?
Yeah, we should have had him wish for something important.
Alright. What just fucking happened?
I don't know.
Wait, have you been asking Jumbo for things and he gives them to you? He just...
I mean, sometimes.
I'm fucking...
Like, how many times?
Jermichael's enclosure looks like the kid from Blank Check's house.
I mean, probably two times... Well, three times if you count the sandwich.
What'd you get?
Those go-karts over there.
Oh, no.
BB gun?
No! What the fuck?
Is it even like dragon sized go karts?
No, they're too small.
A BB gun?
What are these things? Are they go karts? No.
What is a go kart?
Is this a small cart, I guess?
Cart that goes.
In this world.
A goat cart.
Okay, Jermichael.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
May we borrow the go karts?
They don't got no gas.
Also, what is gas?
I got enough gas for all of us, baby.
I didn't wish for fuel to be invented. I fucked up.
Yeah, I do like
to get you.
They are legit, like, you know, putt-putt ass background go-karts.
He didn't even wish for new ones.
Well, yeah, they gotta make sure they run good.
He wished for bumper boats, but no water.
Well, let's just... The caravan will take care of whatever the fuck that was. BB gun? What the fuck
what
is that
is
thing?
This? Now technically, BB gun has existed.
Has existed.
It was the dick gun.
It was the dick gun.
It was a dick BB gun. So, I guess in this world, BB guns... BB guns exist.
We were like level 17 and pretty caught off guard by that BB
gun. This is a magical beast.
And that was in like... the city of, like, technology. In a different plane.
Well, Jumbo got magic, so...
Wait, so did you just introduce wishes for them all to be wasted on go-karts?
I don't... Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you're the one that... What's a BB gun?
I don't know.
None of these parts make sense.
It's so weird. I just had this vision. And I just thought of it. And then it was.
Where is it now?
What?
Where is it?
Oh, it's over here.
He hands it to you.
I sat on it and I bent it. Sorry.
This thing looks dumb. What is it?
I don't know. It never did nothing.
Okay. It looks like trash. Sorry, Jumbo.
Wait, no. He made a BB gun, but no BBs.
The idea that... Michael, what the fuck are you doing? The idea that this elephant mammoth conjured a BB gun.
Look,
It gets kind of broken. We look at it and we're like,
I forgot I said there were wishes.
Yeah, but you also told us it was bullshit.
Yeah, I thought it was fake.
You had the stupidest people.
Wait, you said the wishes were bullshit?
Yeah.
It was implied.
It was implied.
Not to me.
They're kind of still bullshit, guys.
Because it could just be... Like, maybe he just had a sandwich.
Maybe he just had a sandwich and a goat cart and a BB gun. Who am I to say?
A goat cart.
A goat cart.
You know what? You've taught me a lesson. You taught me a lesson that you might not be happy that you taught me. Because I finally started taking notes. So I wrote down.
Oh, shit! No!
Oh, no.
I wrote down 3 wishes to the owner. And so it became an important thing that I was invested in. And now, why take notes? Because it's all bullshit.
Because you missed the note where it was heavily implied that it was bullshit. But that helped us. We got a sandwich that hopefully we can share.
Also, read the note again.
To the owner. That's why I was asking if it seemed like Jamichael now owns this woolly mammoth.
They're just buddies.
Well, you don't. I mean, maybe.
And the way that I was testing that was having him ask, like, do a wish. But turns out he had already wished a couple of times.
For a go-kart to be again.
Yeah. So now we get this fucking Monte Cristo. Well, he does.
It's piping hot.
Who knows if he's going to share?
Yeah.
It's like almost gone. You could probably still ask him.
I mean, again, this whole idea of like, would a Dorito make a peasant explode? I can't imagine explaining a Monte Cristo sandwich to someone in the past.
What about a BB gun?
Well, we just look at it, it looks like nothing. It looks like the stock of a crossbow and nothing else.
So the wishes were bullshit, but I have a note here that says, from that same episode, that says, we get hot hole. I don't know what that means. Was that bullshit?
No, that was like a steam vent.
All right. Is it? You're not talking about is it possibly the portable hole?
Oh, that's got to be it.
Yes, yes. That's the hot hole. Okay, that is important.
We found Jumbo in like a hot hole.
Well.
No, I remember that is, I was talking about that hole.
Why is that a hot hole?
I know the holes you're talking about.
We said it was a hot hole.
It was a hot quicksand?
Well, no.
Or a geyser.
We said something about it being a hot hole.
Our magic pit is
the
hot hole?
Oh, tar pit. Our tar pit's hot? I guess they are.
What tar pit? I thought these were like.
Well, that's what Jumbo was in. He was in
true.
A tar pit.
Okay, I forgot about that.
We'll play back the tape.
Yeah. So that's the hot hole.
All right.
Well, I don't know what's happening anymore, but this stupid piece of metal and woods. I think it looks great. You did a good job, Jumbo. I don't know what it is, but I'll put it over.
Jumbo trumpets again.
I'm gonna put it over here, and you know maybe someone can look at it later. I don't know. Sandwich looked fucking crazy, but I love that for you.
I'm not even hungry, which is weird.
Why'd you eat it? You don't even eat real food.
Yeah, and actually, actually, Jamichael, you know what? Now I don't feel bad about all this. You were having such a good time with Jumbo, and that is great for you, but you're gonna have to come with us because you're kind of pissing everybody off, actually, It sounds like you're maybe causing some problems here.
What do you mean?
Well... Draven Bloodfang seems to have beef with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about him. Did I mention that I wasn't hungry?
Wait, did you eat him? Did you eat him?
I mean, maybe.
I thought you only drank alcohol!
You don't eat food!
Spit him up!
Well, I guess he just ate this Monte Cristo in front of us.
The first thing we've ever seen is that fucked up sandwich. Did you eat Draven?
I don't eat, like, prepared food, but sometimes...
Oh, my... No, you said you only jack off and drink beer.
That's what I do, like, almost all the time, but sometimes...
Michael, did your prescription run out? What is happening?
But sometimes I might eat people, I don't know. That guy was a dick.
I mean, yeah, he was an asshole.
He kept trying to make me eat griffin food. I was like, I'll show you what I eat.
We've known you for like months. Did you eat him? Spit him up.
I can't. I already pooped him out. He's dead.
When did you eat him? We talked to him like four, like an hour ago. Yesterday.
I mean, there might be some leftovers. I don't know.
Michael. You might want to retcon this. This doesn't make any
what?
Sense.
No, it's great. He was evil. It's fine. It didn't matter.
Listen, Chuck, let's just get out of here. Would you mind? Let's get out of here.
Yeah, can we go?
Leave the scene.
We might have to leave the circus forever.
No, he doesn't fucking know. Like, it also didn't really sound like how was his face? Who's in charge?
Barnabas.
Barnabas didn't really seem like he liked him very much.
He doesn't like anybody!
Yeah, so then he's not gonna get mad.
Also, the circus fucking sucks! They're evil! We gotta get out of here!
Well, whoa.
Draven's a bad guy. It's fine.
No, he wasn't!
He was a bad dude, I know.
Because we told him you were a Gryffindor, Michael. Because what is happening?
Oh, Draven is the one that wanted to feed him?
Yes!
Yeah.
You want to know a secret?
What's up?
I thought there was a griffin.
You thought there was a griffin. You know there's a hot hole. And there's wishes in there. It absolutely is a griffin.
His costume's working perfect.
This, all right.
My notes I have, there's definitely a griffin.
All right.
I didn't know where it came from, and I was afraid to ask.
Buddy, before you write shit down, ask. It's just insane.
What?
That we just let this dragon, we can't just let him eat people.
Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do about it now? We didn't let him do it. He just did it.
Can we remind the audience, for them, just so they know, why we've still got this thing, this dragon, and what his ultimate goal is? Are we just...
We don't know.
No, we're taking him. We're taking him to somebody in...
We know that there's,
near the Capitol.
Maybe someone important in the Capitol, but it's mostly just to keep him away from the OT that was coming to Rhymeford. And
he's the last dragon, guys.
He's the last dragon!
It's the most illegal thing on the planet, and
he's
we're just, walking around with it, and he's eating people.
Well,
we're fucked.
It kind of seems like dragons fucking suck, so who cares if it's the last one?
I'm kind of with you, actually.
Wait, you're trying to get a baby! Could you
imagine what we would be thinking? Like, our characters would be thinking if this motherfucker ate a person?
I don't think Celine would care that much.
You guys ate mushroom kids once.
How do you know about that?
Huh?
No, I didn't.
We didn't.
Yeah, no.
That's how I remember it.
My understanding, and I don't know why I know this, is that a king fucking stopped that from happening. What was that? That's a fugue state.
Listen. Okay, Jermichael, can we be real for a second?
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, while we're doing this, Jumbo...
His name was Draven Bloodfang. Can you hear that?
You can't!
Okay.
You can't judge people by their names!
Chuck, I need you to take a deep breath right now. I need you to take a deep breath.
You can't just kill...
No. Chuck... If you don't stop talking, I need you to stop talking for a few minutes. And if you can't stay silent, I will use my mage hand to keep your mouth shut. I need you to just, you sit there and you breathe.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You're freaking out. And yeah, actually, Jermichael, you can't just eat anybody just because they're trying to make you eat griffin food and you don't like it. Okay?
You guys seem so much more upset than I thought you would be. So I'm starting to wonder if maybe I made a mistake.
Yeah, Chuck.
Like, look at that guy. He's normally orange, but right now he's bright red.
I have sent, Celine sends her mage hand out to shush.
I'm stomping.
Jermichael, and actually, you know what, Chuck? This could come in handy for us.
What?
Not about Draven specifically, but the fact that we have of a guy who can take care of our enemies if need be.
A guy who eats a guy. That everybody's dream.
We have pigs to do that too, but we don't.
Where are the pigs? Where are they?
I have to assume we're eating something in this thing.
You're being illogical right now, Chuck.
You're just gaslighting Chuck for having a reaction.
I'm kind of with Chuck at this point. I know that's unusual.
You think it's bad that Jermichael ate this guy?
I ate one guy.
Who's doing his fucking job.
Do Do you not remember the conversation we had with him? He fucking sucked. Who cares? I don't have to follow the rules anymore. And you know what? Who cares?
Oh,
who
my
cares?
God. This is...
What are the rules?
This is just you rebelling about the OT. You want to, like... You think that because you had a bad pass, you get to eat a guy.
Okay. Screech, how about you go take care of your wards first before you start telling me how to talk to Jermichael?
Oh, this is it. Before I go in different directions, let's go.
Whoa, everyone calm down.
If this was more strict, somebody would take your character sheets and write evil on it, which they probably already should have done.
I don't think Selene's a good character. I think at best she's neutral, at best.
Screech is absolutely not a good person.
Yeah. I think this is, unfortunately, you gotta let yourself get used to that.
I'm not gonna get used to murder.
Guys, look.
Well, it wasn't, okay, we didn't do the murder. Jermichael, okay, let's compromise.
Look, I'm already contrite. I made a mistake.
Okay, as long as you know, you can't just be eating people.
I won't eat.
You can't do it.
Even if they're dicks.
You have to ask us first.
Yeah.
Before you do it.
All right.
You have to ask us first because, and let me explain, even though he's a bad person, it might cause problems for us.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you shouldn't do it.
So don't do it because it might cause problems.
No. So he sees like a kid in the woods, like, no one can see me.
No. No, you've always got to ask. You've always got to ask us. But I'm explaining why, because yeah, at some point Barnabas might start to ask questions, like, where's Draven Bloodfang, and like, where'd he go?
Don't eat kids.
Yeah.
We need rules. That's all we need. We need rules.
Yeah, we need rules. And, you know.
So if they're smaller, don't eat them?
In a lot of ways, I guess this is our fault. Like, they must have killed all the dragons for a reason. We asked a lot of questions. No one really seemed to warn us about this guy, and he kind of just seemed like he liked to just vibe, take naps. Like,
he is a dragon.
There was a
lot.
I know, but like, Sir Yalos and whoever I think is their names were like, it's not a big deal. They didn't warn us about it. Oh, he might eat a person. He seemed just kind of chill.
So it's like, not your fault.
We took like naps with him in like the common room and stuff.
Yeah, we knew he was gonna snap.
Is this the first person you ate?
There's probably like one or two, but I didn't realize. I don't know.
Wait, before we knew you or after?
Yeah, way before you knew me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, and you know, it's his nature sometimes, you know. And, like, who are we?
I used to have a drinking problem, and I get kind of crazy.
You have a drink?
Would you fault a lion for eating a gazelle?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
If I fault Aslan for doing it.
I don't know whose side I'm on anymore. Maybe if the gazelle was, like, sentient and could talk to you, and his name was Ron.
If the lion was sentient and could talk to you, and up to this point... only subsisted off booze and like we had conversations with him. We did quests for and with him.
Well, I think we've all learned a lesson today and that Jermichael's not going to eat anyone else without talking to us first. And we want you to come talk to us. If you're feeling like you want to eat somebody, you know, we won't.
Yeah.
We're not going to judge you. Right.
I like never want to.
No shot. This dragon doesn't eat another guy.
I mean, I was just like, I can't handle any more ferrets dying on my watch.
Oh, it's a stress response. What, do you have ADHD, so we shouldn't be yelling at you? All right.
Yeah.
We just need to walk, and we'll walk and talk, and maybe we'll discuss other things that are bad. You could ask us questions.
Okay.
Now, you're about to get a pretty rude awakening, and you might be quite confused, because we are going to a dangerous area where you're going to see all of us kill people.
Yeah!
And you're going to say, why? Why is that okay? Well, because those people are killing other people. So we're going to stop them from killing other people.
And the ferrets aren't people.
They're not people.
Oh.
All right, I guess. Seems weird. It seems like a weird distinction. But...
I know. It's gonna feel weird. It's going to feel weird. And it feels weird to me. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do?
I guess not, you people. My bad, everybody. My bad. All
right, don't do it again.
Where'd you poop out? Because I'm going to rub your nose in.
That's a myth. That doesn't work.
I know, and you're also not a fucking animal. Let's get out of here before
he talks.
We get in trouble.
All right, so you head off towards the mound, the hill mounds.
Yeah,
yeah, and I guess I do bring Jermichael and me to leave Jumbo back. I don't, man. Jumbo doesn't need to see this.
Do we need to tell Michael? Do we need to tell Jumbo? Not Jumbo. Don't kill people.
Just in case.
Michael, I don't know anymore. I'm gonna fucking throw up.
And that seems like a great time to end the episode.
Holy shit.
Wow. Jermichael's in jail.
Jesus. Put that in the group chat so okay.
The chat's in here asking profound questions. About
like what?
Sentience. And
exactly.
What's different between the human and a ferret? This is a deep episode.
I do really like that after Chuck like fully freaked out. He's like, true. Okay, well now you're gonna watch us kill some guys.
Yeah. And it would probably behoove us to have him eat some people in this context.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And he's not gonna like that. Not gonna like that. But hey, you know what we like? Giving away fucking dice.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I love it. It's like the only thing that keeps me up. You every single Tuesday and only on Tuesday on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, we give away beautiful dice from Die Hard Dice. Go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. You too can get the dreaded Dracono Rita dice. Be careful. They might bite somebody out of nowhere. You gotta be careful. Use our offer code that I just said, DRAGONS. With an exclamation mark, for 15% off, we get a kissy on the back end, baby. Guys, I should probably roll again, but you know what? We'll allow it. Congratulations to Killer Monkey. Yes! You win.
Whoa.
I think last week or the week before, I was like, Galen is allowed to win.
We literally were just talking about it.
Yeah. Galen is allowed to win. Congratulations, Galen. I don't know if you've won before. I know I told you I was going to give you some dice, but I probably forgot as a joke. But congrats to Galen. I'm not even here to...
Where you go?
All righty. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. If you want to hang out with us in person, we have so much fun. Like we said, twitch.tv/geeklyinc, win some dicies. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter @geeklyinc or... D&D podcast. We're also on Instagram @greetingsadventurers. I'm @thriftynerd.
I'm @timlanning.
I'm @jennifercheek.
I'm @nika_howard.
I'm @themikebachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows like Dear Internet, The D20 Day Show, Wayward Shores, Naruto Revuto, No Page Unturned, Taverns and Caverns, Vanguards of the Veil, and Welcome to St. Paxton. If you love the work that goes into the show, then you'll want to make sure to follow our editor, David, on Twitter @SpudCam. Want to support the show? The best way is to join our Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and so much more. Join now at patreon.com/dndpodcast. This year, don't miss out on our 10th anniversary 24-hour charity stream happening on April 27th through the 28th, benefiting the Trevor Project. After you've finished explaining why it's bad to eat people, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.